So the Melbourne Vixens at 5, 4-3-2-1 in Jenkins's best five sporting clubs in Australia to come. Before we get there, James in Caulfield, just before we get to, in fact, he's dropped out, Jimmy in Caulfield, a question for you. Don't forget, discover your latest menswear arrivals online at sportscraft.com.au. Refresh your wardrobe and bring on the summer with Sportscraft's new
menswear collection.
Is it
coming this summer?
Well, sportscraft.com.au. Well, apparently, I don't know who it was, whether it was Jane or someone the other day, but they were telling us about La Nina's on the way. We're going to get a wet and less than average temperature summer.
I'll be heading up to Swan Hill or the Mallee. We'll get a couple of 45 degrees up there.
We always do up there.
I have to tell the story of my wedding day one day. It was 47.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Haven't got any of the people that came are no longer friends.
Right. Outdoor. Oh, no, that's a disaster.
The boat that took everyone up to the ceremony ran out of beer.
It's the worst wedding. It's sounding like one of the worst weddings of all time.
Get on the beers.
Yeah, there you go.
Still cost a lot.
So Melbourne Vixens at 5. Mm-hmm. Who's at 4?
The Victorian Bushrangers.
Really?
Yes.
Go
2010, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2019, Sheffield Shield champions.
So that's kind of Cricket Victoria, isn't it?
Well,
because they're the body, Victoria. So
well, the team.
If I'm being nitpicky here, so the Melbourne Vixens, so two Victorian teams to start with.
Yes.
Who comes in at number 3?
Now this is the one which I'm interested to see where you land. Central District Bulldogs.
I beg your pardon.
Yes,
you've lost your mind.
Well, just let
me
know.
No, you've completely lost your mind. This is the worst list ever.
12 consecutive grand finals in the SANFL, which every single player who plays in that team gets paid. So to me, that's professional. At the very least, semi-professional.
Yeah.
Premiers in 2000, 2001, 03, 04, 05, 07, 08, 09, and 10, and have produced players like Mickey O'Loughlin, Stuart Drew, Sam Butler, Justin Westhoff, Shannon Hearn, Travis Varko, the Menzel brothers, Wayne Malira Jr., and Lek Alia, pick 15 in this year's draft.
No, strong. Strong.
Beautiful. All right, moving on.
Strong. Central District at number 3.
I told you we had some issues.
No, I'm glad it's your list. I like it.
Number 2, and I probably could have put them number 1, but I don't want to be accused of any bias towards this radio station, the Perth Wildcats.
Oh, you've been got at. You have well and truly been got at.
2010, 2014, 2016, 17, 19, and 20 NBL champions. 35 years in a row they've made the finals. But I docked them some points because at different stages, they've been the stable franchise in the NBL. At different stages, Illawarra came in, folded. The Crocs folded.
Yeah.
New Zealand have lived in Australia for the last 2 years. A lot of teams have been Kings folded, the Bullets folded.
True, but Perth
South
never
South Dragons.
But Perth never did.
Melbourne Tigers. No, but I've docked them some points.
Well, the fact that they have been staunch through a league of significant change and major upheavals along the way, the fact that they have stayed as staunch as I mean, who would have thought if I'd have said to you 25 years ago that come 2021, the Perth Wildcats would be on a 35-year tear to play finals and the Melbourne Tigers wouldn't be in the National Basketball League anymore. You would have had me committed.
Oh, no.
The Melbourne Tigers, if they could have been, had it not been for, you know, the way the planets collided and then realigned, the Melbourne Tigers could have been on this list.
I'd still love to see the Tigers back in the NBL.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen, is it?
Is it?
No, I don't think it is because, no, and I agree with you. I think it'd be great for the National Basketball League to bring that back. But the tribal support, isn't it because the tribal support for the Tigers is so strong that you're going to lose a bit of support for the teams that we've adopted?
Third team?
I'd love to see them come back.
Oh, it'd be great.
They were basketball.
Yeah.
Maybe not basketball, but certainly basketball in Victoria.
Absolutely.
The gays, old man, the gays, they were everything.
Absolutely.
All right.
I've already dead set kidding myself off the temper text. You haven't even given me the chance to read out number 1 yet.
No, but Central District 3 is going to raise it.
Number 1, we've mentioned them earlier for the wrong reasons, but this is for the right reasons. The Melbourne Storm.
Well, go on.
99. 12, 17, 20 premiers. Another couple in there that relieved of.
Yes, correct.
But they've produced the thing about them, they have produced, similar to Central District, they have produced world-class players, as in the best at their position in the world. Greg Inglis, Billy Slater, Cam Smith, Ado Carr, Cooper Cronk, and let's not forget Israel Folau. He was a machine on the wing for the Storm.
True.
8 minor premiers.
The fact that they have been able to deal with adversity, if I can add a string to your
bow. This was the argument, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's right. But the way they've dealt with that adversity, their own doing, I'm sure some would suggest it being, but the fact that they've been able to deal with that the way they did and not lose a grip on who they were and what they were about, and have actually probably come out of that equally as strong as they were going in, if not even stronger, underlines the greatness of the bedrock of that organisation.
So more respect for the Wildcats having had multiple coaches. Now I'm talking 4 or 5, or the Storm to be able to do it.
It's part of the Melbourne Storm story, isn't it? I think there's not an AFL club in there, which is interesting. I don't know whether you deliberately ignored one of the clubs that you represented.
Mm. Carlton.
They're certainly not in there, as much as it pains me.
They're in next week's list.
But if you go back over if you go back sort of 20 years, go back a couple of generations. So this is a 20-25 year process. Geelong should have been in there. Geelong, you get rid of Central District with all due respect, and maybe the Bushies, and you Geelong only missed 5 finals in 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 3 flags along the way. I would think
three.
That if
the Bushies have won 5.
Yeah, but it's harder to win. There's only 6 teams that they're playing against.
Oh, well,
this is an unbelievably difficult league.
That's not the Bushies' fault.
No. But the talent in the AFL gets circulated equally everywhere, more so as every year goes by.
If I had nominated Geelong, the temper text line would have physically exploded.
I've got Geelong in
there.
I've got Geelong. In this process, I've got Geelong number 1 out of the AFL clubs.
Oh. Going to say overall.
No. But if you had to leave an AFL club in there, I reckon it'd be the Cats. Agree or disagree?
They're not past the doggies. You dogs out at Central District.
You need to go and have a lie down. You need to have a lie down. Don't do any work on the weekend.
Boy.
Just relax, and we'll see you on Monday. Now you're on SEN track tomorrow.